Welcome to the Dapsies. I'm Mr. Daps.
I'm Katie.
And you are at the annual award show for Geeks Corner. Mm-hmm. This year, in honor of somebody very special. Who is that, Katie?
Rolly Crump.
That is true. So we are wearing our Hawaiian shirts. We made a quick change. Not that quick, but somewhat quick. And we have gotten ready for the night. And we thought we'd start it off. I just spaced the name of it.
I don't remember.
Rolly's. I sent it to you. You should look on your phone.
It's over there.
This is Rolly's drink. Cheers, Rolly.
To Rolly.
That's very good.
Man.
So we found the recipe. It was shared, and we tried it, and it's actually quite good.
It's good.
We had no clue before this, so that is a good thing. So, Rolly, we miss you, and... this show is dedicated to you, right?
Yeah.
There we go. Let's get right into the awards, shall we?
Let's do it.
First category, movies. Someday we're going to have graphics for this.
No, like, we won't. Whoosh, I won't even take off my Apple Watch
Would you like to do the first one?
Sure.
Ladies first.
We always... Okay, hold on. We do the name and then the thing that gets it, right? No, the...
This is the award.
And then the
name.
Well, I meant the name... Anyway, the first movies award. It is the Going Back to the Danger Zone again, because it worked so well the first time, goes to Top Gun Maverick. Highway to the... I thought it was the Lynchburg
Thank
Lemonade.
Thank you, Tara.
Didn't want to be wrong.
Same. All right. The Lifeguard Employment Award goes to Avatar The Way of Water. Oh,
that's
it
good.
Almost went in your drink.
I would have been super mad at you. Movies.
Movies.
Movies. You would. The What Did I Just Watch award goes to Strange World.
It was strange. What did you just watch?
Oh, that was a good land.
Did you ever watch it?
Nope.
Oh, okay. I did.
That's why I don't know what I watched.
Oh, that's why you don't know what you watched. All right. The... One That Actually Worked award goes to the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special.
Uga Chaka.
But some would argue that the Star Wars Holiday Special did work. Some would argue.
Some would argue.
Some would.
I think Itchy would argue that.
Who knows?
Is that right? Is it Itchy? Ah, yes. The I Put a Spell on You, Just Not Quite As Strong as Before award goes to Hocus Pocus 2.
That's good.
They're friends.
They are friends. Avatar and Hocus Pocus 2 are friends.
It's all the sequel.
One made lots of money and one got subscribers.
Went to streaming.
One went to streaming. Oh, man. All right. Well, that's
Why
that's
don't Katie
fun.
And Mr. Daps get invited to anything anymore?
You never know. Should we move on to videos?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Should I start this one?
The category of YouTube has been changed to videos for those of you watching from home.
Yes.
Or following along.
I'm gonna let you do this one.
Is anyone? Oh. Ha ha. The Ultimate Road Trip, or was it, award goes to I Drove to Every Rainforest Cafe in North America.
Oh.
Did you know one of them has a riverboat ride?
The whole ride?
It has a riverboat ride in the restaurant.
Is it in Mississippi?
I watched that whole video.
Was it in Mississippi?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But it has The only bummer to me is that that video was made after the one in Downtown Disney closed, because then you could have done like a coast to coast.
Then you could have driven to that one.
Animal Kingdom, Downtown Disney.
Okay. The It Already Looks Bad Enough, and Then You Tried to Explain It award goes to, did Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine?
Did he? Chris Pine says he didn't, but.
I don't know.
Who's to say?
It's really hard to tell.
Who's to say?
It is really hard.
2022 was a weird year.
It's in Galveston.
Oh, so we're going to go.
I feel like we need to.
We're all going to go.
Well,
group
and
trip.
Disney Cruise Line leaves from Galveston now, so you could double
So
win
we
it.
Could just...
Then you could have the old Downtown Disney connection of Rainforest Cafe Disney.
But Rainforest Cafe did not have a ride.
No, it seemed better.
Disney. Anyway, the... I didn't know they made that sound award goes to Penguin Falls Down, resulting in best sound ever.
And it is the best sound
It really
ever.
Is. If you need like a boost of something.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I think you should do this one.
Oh. Yes.
Cheers, Rolly.
The delicious award goes to the story of tonight with Elmo.
Could you do that one more time?
Delicious. Okay, wait, no, because he goes, raise a glass to freedom, and he goes, glass of what?
Apple juice.
Delicious.
All right. Last one of the category.
We are Elmo stands here.
The Where Heartbreaks Are Actually Funny award goes to AMC Theaters. We Make Movies Better.
Oh my God, Nicole Kidman, is she with us?
Nicole Kidman.
Is she... Nicole Kidman, if you're with us, give us a sign.
I feel like it would just go to the video of her.
Heartbreak feels good in a place like this.
I don't know about that, but you know what I do know.
What?
It is time for our first short film of this year's Dapsies. Would you like to explain it?
I think it explains itself.
Oh, okay.
I make films that do not need to be explained.
Oh, okay.
Yes. It is for the viewer to enjoy.
All right, shall we?
Yes.
Let's watch your short film. You guys can rate it at home.
Hi, I'm Katie. Most people think that Mr. Dapps is the best photographer out of anybody on the Dapps staff. But I'm here to tell you, it's really not that hard. So, come on! I'm gonna show you how to take some really artsy-fartsy photos, and we're gonna have fun doing it. So your first tip is you just have to think outside the box. Get creative about your perspective. Think of something nobody has ever done before, because that's really gonna give you the creative edge. Like this! Art. Photography tip number two. Depth actually adds more depth to your photo. So play around with putting things in the foreground, putting things in the background. You never know what you're gonna find. Like this. Tip number three, appropriately, is about the rule of thirds. Put your subject in a third of the photo and have the other two thirds taken up by something interesting, like a puzzling. So tip number four, so you might want to fight against your natural light, but we're just going to work with it, okay? We're going to get really with it, and in here, look at this beautiful Paradise Bay. We've got a fort. Here it is. At the end of the day, these are really all just tips. It's not a magic recipe. You just gotta have fun with it. And if that means taking pictures of a plastic fork around Disneyland, that's what it means. You're gonna have a great time. As long as you're having fun, that'll shine through. So get out there, take some photos. I can't wait to see them, and may the fork be with you.
My goal was to make a movie that felt like a movie. And I feel like I did that.
Bailey says it's deserving of a clap.
But it's too sophisticated, so it deserves snaps.
Oh, I couldn't read that part. Very well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Should we move on? Fortography.
Fortography.
Thank you, Taryn, for inventing a new word.
I like that. That actually should have been the title.
Well, they're smarter than we are.
Fortography so. with Katie and Taryn. It could be the next edition.
The next one.
You guys could take a fork around Disneyland and take pictures of it. Yes. I think it'd be great.
We're doing that. We're doing that.
Should we move on to people?
People!
All right, let's move on to people.
The Galactic Kindness Ambassador Award goes to Ashley Eckstein. She's really cool.
These are the nights where you miss having a live audience because they used to clap for each
one of these. Clap for us. Clap louder so that we can hear you.
The Blue Sky Award goes to Josh D'Amaro.
He really blue aimed sky.
For the skies. What if?
yes, the We Knew You Weren't Done Award. It goes to good old Bob Iger. Bobby Iggs. We knew you weren't done.
That is true. Not come done at on. All. That is so true. I'm going to let you do this one, too.
Ooh.
Keep going. You're doing great.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. The Goodbye Yellow Brick Road
I thought award. You were going to sing it. Oh, well.
Do I sing? Goes to Elton John. Hmm. Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
That was an excellent live concert.
Yeah.
Like, that might be my favorite live thing they've done in Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. The Billion Dollar Pitch Award goes to James Cameron.
So what's the pitch?
It's gonna make you $1 billion.
Oh, cool.
That's all he does. Like, think about it. Titanic.
It's gonna Avatar. Make you $1 billion.
Avatar 2. Like, that's what he does. He's like, it'll make $1 billion. And they're like, done. Or whatever they do to approve a green light a movie. I don't actually
We don't know. We don't work in Hollywood.
No, it's just, they just do these things. Should we move on to the next category?
Let's do it.
Geek.
Geek.
Very important. The gift we didn't know we needed, but now that we have it, we are obsessed with it, goes to Epcot's 40th anniversary entry music loop.
It's true.
Absolutely beautiful.
We were listening to it today.
It was great. It's one of my favorites. I don't know why I'm opening them for you. I'm helping.
I am a strong, independent presenter. The Force is Strong with John Williams Award goes to Duel of the Fates live at Star Wars Celebration Anaheim. I was there. I cried.
Were you the only one that cried or did lots
of
people?
Oh, no.
Okay.
If I was the only one that cried, you know, there's been this kind of reoccurring joke that I'm not sure that I like Star Wars.
And then
I cry at Duel of the Fates in a giant stadium full of a bunch of other Star Wars nerds.
I'm looking forward to hearing new Indiana Jones music, too. Like, so I think that's going to be very fun. And, I think that will be fantastic. All right. Is it my turn?
It is your turn.
Okay. The Bounty Hunters Now, Princess Leia Next Award, goes to The Mandalorian and Grogu in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge West.
Okay, but can we have Princess Leia?
I'd like that. I think that was great. She was awesome at Princess Night.
Princess Leia, more like Princess Slaya. No, seriously, can we get her, please? Because
Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
Who needs a timeline when you could just have Princess Leia?
You could still have timelines.
Chilling with R2.
Just modify them and move them around.
To the point where they...
It'll work.
It'll work. Oh my gosh, I got to open this one.
I remembered.
We Can Get People to Jester Erratically in Public Award goes to Magic Band Plus.
Thank you, Magic Band
Have
Plus.
Have y'all tried to do that? Because you're literally just...
It's very fun to watch, especially when multiple people do it.
I think that they should do it in Avengers Campus because the Bucky, like, you know? I'm not going to do it because I would
hate
you.
I thought you were going to say Doctor Strange, but...
No, the Bucky, also that. No, mm-hmm. But, like, you know how Bucky, like, when he puts his arm on and he does the, like, the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that.
That? Okay. The Oh My Ooh. Award goes to The Barges in Epcot.
Yeah.
For whatever it means.
Yeah, it does. Interpretation.
Use your imagination.
Your imagination.
Should we do another video?
Wrong park. Yeah.
Do you want to see my short?
I do.
My short, I'm not even going to say anything. We'll talk about it afterwards.
Ah, film.
Enjoy this short film by Mr. Dapps.
OMG! We gotta get him! I'm not leaving him here!
Oh! And I would?
Of course you would! Of course I would. Here's what I don't get. People who worry about working in a studio because of all the crime? As any true crime aficionado will tell you, it's the grocery stores you have to worry about. I mean, let's face it. Nobody has ever discovered 14 bodies buried in the backyard of a YouTube studio. There's cameras all over the place. And crew members have a special way of communicating. And by special, I mean direct. We're all packed in tight and stacked on top of each other like those of us that work at Adapt Studios. Welcome to Only Murders in the Studio, a true crime podcast. I'm your host, Harry Larry, for right now. Hey, how's it going?
All good, all good. You?
Good.
You know, sometimes I can smell those sardines you make.
Oh, sorry. Next time I'll turn the fan on.
No, I like it.
A great true crime mystery unpeels itself like an onion.
First crime, then the characters, and then their secrets.
Because let's be honest, sometimes it's easier to figure out someone else's secret than it is to deal with your own.
And there you go.
That was great.
Thank you. I hope you liked it.
I hope that's in the Disney Plus Pavilion at D23 Expo next time. I think that they should just play
like
that.
An experience. Oh, I thought you meant like...
Oh, I should be able to walk into a 360-degree room and just go, wow.
Well, because the inspiration for this was when they put us in front of the green screen and we got to do the intro. Like they did the intro credits for us with me in it.
Yeah, the inspiration was when that made you watch the show and not me telling you that you should watch it.
No, for this short.
Is it a joke?
Because I was struggling with my short. Your short came easy. Mine was hard.
Why are we telling them that? It's art.
All art comes
easily because we are artists.
Sure. Yeah, we are. That's it. Should we move to the corner?
Let's move to the corner.
This is the most illustrious category of the Dapsies every year, where we pick the best of the best from the corner and award them.
1 year, I received the Dapsy. Now I'm here. Look what happened. So do with that information what you will.
Better be careful.
Yeah.
What you wish for.
Yeah, you guys.
All right. Should I go first?
Sure.
She is so cool. They made a robot of her namesake award. Goes to... Hopper.
Hopper? I know her.
You do know her.
I know her.
I do too.
She's famous.
Congratulations, Hopper.
Oh my gosh. Yay! The Marcus Award.
Oh, okay.
I'm so happy.
That's illustrious too.
This could have been so many people.
But only one.
Marco Palos. Or should I have said Marcus? Marcus Palos.
You never know.
Yay, Marco! Yay! The Muppet Board Game Award goes to Taryn, who I believe is in the audience here with us tonight.
Right there. Good throw.
Thank you. It did some flips.
Mm-hmm. I'll let you do this.
I get to do more things! Yeah. Oh, yes. This is fair. Ask Doug Award.
Always good advice.
Goes to Doug Marsh.
Congratulations, Doug.
I'm glad that Doug won that, because if somebody else had won that, like his name's in the award, that would have been
a bummer.
Yeah, it was a really good competition for that category this year.
It was riveting.
Yeah.
The final award of the night.
The final one.
We're still keeping it short. So that's a win, right?
Always.
Like, we always, we do this because we don't want to be like those other award shows that go for hours and everybody's falling asleep.
That cut out people out of the in memoriam section because it's going too long.
That's why we don't have one. It works much better that way. Anyway, final award, very illustrious, is the...
Wee-woo.
For the guy who has two, let's make it an uneven three, because he's awesome, award goes to our good friend Clocky from Santa from Disneyland.
Wait, you should have put that in the mailbox.
I should have put that in the mailbox, but it was in, it was in the short. There is something, we have now given out all of our awards, which is amazing. But this is a historic Dapsies, because this is the first time ever in the history of the Dapsies where it's been pouring down rain outside.
This is the stormiest Dapsies in history, to the point where we kind of had some lights flickering
we
earlier.
We had lights flickering a half an hour ago.
We did not know if the show was going to work.
And there's a chance of lightning tonight, so that could be interesting too.
Wouldn't it be so funny
also
if the broadcast
makes it
cut?
Very interesting to try to get a white sport coat from point A to the studio. Not so good. All right. Congratulations to all of our Dapsies Award winners for 2023. If you have any ideas for next year's, we're already taking submissions. We have ideas for next year already. We probably won't think about them again until next February, but that is okay. Right?
And then we'll go, dang it, what did we say last year?
Basically, yes. Always. Yes, exactly. So, yes, that is true.
Yes.
What should people do, Katie?
Wow, you should go to DapsMagic.com. You could read all about so many of these amazing nominees, or don't. I'm not your mom. I can't tell you what to do. You can also subscribe to our mailing list. You can also find our Patreon.
Which has some really cool stuff right now.
It does.
If I do say so myself.
I am also in the Patreon, but like as a patron, because if there's anything that I can say about myself, it's that I'm Daps Magic's biggest fan.
That is very true. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. We've got some fun stuff going up, including a Dapsmosphere in the rain in a very special location. You won't want to miss that.
What is it?
Our good friend the Cricket is back. I don't know if you can hear him or not, but that is okay. Anyway, we hope you've enjoyed this year's Dapsies. As always, we love your support. We thank each and every one of you for watching. But we are out of time for tonight, so we will see you around the corner.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you.